And I just want to ask you how you feel about being here. I mean, this is unusual to have Milton Keynes Gallery represented as a kind of presence here.
Obviously, Milton Keynes Gallery is 4 years old this month, so when the Frieze Art Fair became on the agenda, we realised obviously it's the first international art fair in London for many years. And we thought this would be an opportunity to have a massive profile for Milton Keynes Gallery to the rest of Europe and America. So rather than us try and build a PR programme in another way, it's far easier to come to London for 4 or 5 days. And it's been incredibly successful for us. When we made the application, Frieze Art Fair rang us up and said, you know, this is not for public galleries. And all I asked them to do was to take our application seriously. It wasn't a prank, it wasn't a joke. We have a serious programme and we felt the timing was right for us to promote ourselves. This is the place to do it. And to be very fair to the Frieze Art Fair organisers, I think they admired the audacity, I think might be the word. And we're here and we've enjoyed every single minute of it, and the profile for the gallery has been incredible. Our approach has been as a public gallery, and we're trying to engage with the audience. So we've had many people say that we are the first gallery people to actually talk to them as a visitor. But I mean, obviously our remit is not to try and sell work. But the other aspect is that the artists that we're showing in the stand are artists who have a relationship with our programme, and 6 out of the 8 artists we're showing don't have dealers. If we weren't here, none of the artists that we're exhibiting would actually be here at the Frieze Art Fair. So part of our public duty and service is to artists. Some people keep questioning why a public gallery is selling art. Well, I mean, if you ask an artist, the answer is to support the artists. The way I look at it is, if you are selling fruit and veg, you take your produce to a market, and don't forget that this is a market. And we've sold some work, which is terrific for us because it brings money back into the gallery, but it also, more importantly, gives money to the artists, many of whom are young and without much money. So all in all, and from a financial point of view, we've virtually covered the costs of the whole operation, which is amazing.